Happy Saturday! Happy Saturday, everyone. Hi, Auntie Tricia. Happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome to UME Radio Kids Podcast, designed to inspire and spotlight kids for greatness. Welcome again. This podcast is about emancipating the minds of our kids for them to step into their own divine destiny. Isn't that amazing? On this show, your kids will be exposed to information about their culture, also about educational activities, Bible stories, games, and so much more. If you would like your child to be a guest on our show to showcase their brilliance, their talent, and gift, please go to our website, www.umeradio.com application. Celebrating our kids is exceptionally important, isn't it? It's exceptionally important. Each child has a unique gift, right? Isn't that true? Each child has a unique gift. On this platform is to help them to share with the world without judgment or ridicule. Our main focus on this broadcast is to give positive, when I say positive, positive, every 24/7 empowerment, 24/7. And happy Saturday to all, happy Saturday. My name is Auntie Jody, and my wonderful co-host, my wonderful co-host, her name is Auntie Trish. So where is Auntie Trisha? Anybody see Auntie Trisha? I don't see Auntie Trisha. All right. So Auntie Trisha, you can find her on our website, right? You can find her on our website. You can go to Trisha Kiddies Corner, right? You can go to Trisha Kiddies Corner. Also, you can find her on YouTube, and you can find her on Facebook. All right. So we have a excited show prepared for you today. Yes, we have an excited show prepared for you today. Yay! And also we have some remarkable guests joining us as well. We want to say a big thank you to all our parents, our supporters listening, and also our viewers all over the world. Auntie Trisha!
Hi, Auntie Jody.
Listen, I think the same thing that happened to me last week happened to you this week, right? But you know,
I'll tell you,
we're all
when we're dealing with technology, when we are dealing with technology, that's how it goes, right? But It's a beautiful day to be alive and well, and I'm so happy to be here with you, Auntie Jody. And it's going to be a wonderful day, right?
Yes. How are you? How are you? How are you doing? How was your week?
Oh, it was a phenomenal week, and I am doing great. It's an awesome day. I'm alive and well. God has been good, and I know it's going to be a wonderful show today. And
Oh,
as you
yeah.
said before, we have some wonderful guests lined up for
Yes.
today. All righty. All
Yes.
right. So let's get in. So as Auntie Jody was saying, we want to say a big thank you to all our partners, our supporters, listeners, and viewers from all over the world. Please join us in the comment section. Like, share, and subscribe. If there's a topic that you would want us to talk about, let us know, because we want to, you know, be a resource to you and your children. And of course, we want to help your children to grow, right? You can, of course, leave a comment, or you can, you know, send us an email at info@umeradio.com. It is our hope that the kids program will become a useful resource to your family. Again, welcome to UME Radio.
Radio.
Kids. With Auntie Jody and
Woo!
Yours truth. Yes. All right, so DJ Kelly, give us the intro video. All right, so now we'll be having, of course, Kids in the News, where we see happenings from around the world.
Vaccinations for children 12 to 15 years old began today at some sites in Georgia. Moving before the rest of the nation and prior to the CDC's review, the first shots were administered after the FDA expanded Pfizer's emergency use authorization. By Thursday, vaccination sites across the nation will likely start inoculating the nearly 17 million kids who qualify, giving them the same dose and the same two-shot regimen as adults.
I'm really excited to be able to hang out with my friends now.
I could not wait to get my children vaccinated. My dad passed away in December from COVID.
With the vaccine 100% effective for children in the clinical trial, the vaccinations are the best shot, say experts, for a safe return to school, to summer camp, and for sleepovers. 13-year-old Caleb Chung took part in the trial.
I'm really feeling hopeful and optimistic.
Though the vaccine is nearly ready for mass use, hesitancy remains a problem. And today on Capitol Hill, senators said so is trust, blasting top health officials saying the nation is losing confidence in their guidance.
You're vaccinated and everybody else is in the room is vaccinated, but you're wearing a mask. The American people just lost patience with us.
With new infections, hospitalizations, and deaths all down more than 70% since January, lawmakers cited what they call confusing and conflicting guidance over restrictions.
I always considered the CDC to be the gold standard. I don't anymore.
Miguel, on vaccinations, when might children under 12 be approved to get the shot?
Well, Lester, trials are still underway for children as young as 6 months old. But by the end of this year, Dr. Fauci believes there will be a vaccine available for nearly all children.
Thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Follow today's top story.
Wow, Auntie Jody, this is a very, very serious and controversial topic that we're dealing with. But, you know, it relates to our kids around the world, so we have to talk about it. We can't shy away from what's
happening. That's true.
So they are now saying that vaccines are
12 from 12 to 15, they can get the vaccine now. But I'm thinking about a 2-year-old, because now, as the last thing that he said, that they're going to work on the strain for the younger kids. Auntie Trisha, how many kids do you have?
Three girls.
you're going, what are the age?
Well, my girls are, you know, teenagers. So they would have teenagers. Yeah.
Okay. So so when the strain come, when the vaccine comes to Jamaica, are you, would you give it to your child?
Honestly, I'm not sure about that yet, because I mean, we were hearing, of course, that, you know, the COVID-19 does not, you know, necessarily affect children. And if you look in some articles now, we are seeing now, especially in places like India, where they are saying there is a rise in the amount of children who are reported to have contracted the virus and, you know, have been hospitalized for that. So I guess, you know, that's probably the rationale for, you know, running so fast to vaccinate kids, you know. But I am still not sure where I stand on the whole vaccination of kids. I am still advocating that the immune system should be built and so on. But then again, that's only my opinion, you know.
Right.
So we have to look at it from different vantage points, because I mean, in the longer run, we all are going to be vaccinated. I mean, in order for us to get back to our new normal, or to get back to so-called normal. So this is very, a very interesting topic. And I know that the parents who are listening might be saying, wonder if I'm going to allow my child to take this. And, you know, parents, do your research. It's definitely up to you to make that decision whether or not you're going to allow your child to be vaccinated.
Right.
And of course, you're working on allowing kids of even a younger age to be vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So I'm on an article right now. It's india.com, INDIO.com, and I'm on the health section. And this, they're saying in Bangalore, I think that's in India, right? Bangalore?
Yeah.
That's the pronunciation? Yeah,
Bangalore. Yes, yes.
Around 400 kids were got the COVID-19, infected with the COVID-19, right? And it's the same symptoms as the adults as well. So before, I know kids from here who got the vaccine and they were fine. They were jumping, running up and down like nothing. Yes, you may feel them and, you know, you felt a little temperature and stuff like that, but it didn't affect them, you know, that I know of, right? Like to death. I don't know any kids that actually died from that. But, all right, so I just saw a comment.
It was Oliver Todd asking if we are vaccine hesitant.
Oh, can I be real with you and tell you the truth? I'm just scared. Like, I am just terrified. I'm scared. All right. I'm scared. I haven't gotten it yet. I'm thinking about it because of my job. And I'm just scared. I'm scared. If I'm going to do the vaccine, I'm going to go in like, as I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So, and that's what I used to do when I was on the road, you know, when COVID was out there, I was walking. I was like, I fear no evil because you are with me, you know. So I think I'll go in with the same spirit if I have to get it, you know, because as my knowledge and reading about it, it just boosts my immune system. However, I still can catch COVID. I am very healthy, so I don't have any sickness or anything like that. So I don't know. I'm just scared. I'm scared.
It's a very, very controversial topic. I see Samuel saying, go, aunties, go. Hi, Samuel. I wonder what is the kids' view on the old vaccination thing. It would be nice to actually hear what their views are. Do they want to be vaccinated? Do they have a right as children to say, I don't want this thing, or, you know? But it's a controversial
thing. I think that is a brilliant idea. If our producers is okay with it, it would be nice to continue this conversation in Kids in the News for next week, right? So we can have some kids talking about and just give us their views, not just give them, because you have some brilliant kids that even though the news is saying that or their parents is saying that, they'll be like, listen, I don't want to do this or whatever. So I think it should be okay with our producers to do that.
Yeah, and we'll definitely like to thank NBC News for the footage that we show earlier. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
So let's move right along, right? Hold on. So Oliver is saying before vaccination, read the fine print that they make you sign. It will discourage you. All right. I mean, we could continue on that topic for the entire day. But we definitely, you know, will, you know, continue to, you know, look into topics like these as we continue our show. So make sure you plug in to umeradio.com each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Yes,
Eastern,
and of course, you're dealing with the controversial topics right now. All right, so what are we moving on to next, Auntie Jody?
Okay, tech friendly.
DJ Kelly. All right, so welcome, of course, to Tech Friendly, virtual learning in a virtual space. We are all in that virtual space, and we have to ensure that our kids are safe while they're using this virtual space. All right, so media and tech, managing the use of media in your family is one of the big challenges of the 21st century parenting. In this section, we explore the concerns parents ask about most frequently, from how much screen time for kids is healthy to how much social media can damage a teenager's self-esteem. We answer practical questions like, when should you get your child a phone? And discuss larger issues like how to avoid letting technology and media weaken bonds in your family. All right. So, I mean, this is a very, 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 I mean, another controversial topic, you know, because there are some questions in here, Auntie Jody, that are being asked, like, when should you get your child a phone? And we also see here where it's saying that, you know, the possibility that of course, social media can damage a child's self-esteem. And I mean, the question now must be how can social media really damage a child's self-esteem, and does the use of technology, does it really affect or weaken the bonds in family? So these are very, very good questions that we must ask, you know. And I know that the time now that children are spending around technology is more, especially now that we are in a virtual space. They have to be online for classes, you know, and it's more interaction with the social medias and so on. But Auntie Jody, let me ask you, do you really think that, you know, technology, the use of technology can really weaken family bonds?
It can weaken the bond, definitely, because you can be addicted to your phone, that even when you're on the dinner table, even when you're eating, we do everything with our phone. I cannot even the question that you asked before about what age you think you should give your child, it's going to be hard for me to say, because I'm going to use my childhood, and I can't use my childhood to judge that, because the time, my time and now is different, right?
Yeah.
My youngest nephew is 3. Yeah, I think Nathan is 3 years old. And I wouldn't give Nathan a phone. I want to give Nathan a phone, right? I think maybe, and it depends on how mature the child is too and how responsible the child is as well. I think I would give my child like 6 years old, like 6 years old, but I'll monitor, like I'll do a monitor, like during school time, maybe an hour after school, after you've done your assignments and stuff. So I'll give them like time frame, you know, and as they grow up, that expands much. And you, and also you have to, kids nowadays, I think this is a real big topic, because
it is.
Children, I have my niece, I'm going to bring her out right now. She has like probably four different, she's 15. She has four different Instagram pages. Garcia, what are you doing with so much Instagram page? You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
You know, so and she told me about this. So you have to be in a space where your kids, you know, can trust you, even though she's not my child, she's my niece. But you know, what are you doing on social? What, why do you have so much page? You know, you have one. I think this is a real big topic.
Auntie Jody, it's a deep topic.
This is a real deep topic.
Yeah, does social media cause depression? And my God, this is a very, very big question. And let us see what the article here is saying. Let me see if I can pull it up and read it. Is using social media making your kids unhappy? Evidence is mounting that there is a link. There's actually a link between social media and depression. In several studies, because they're of the heavy use of like Instagram and Facebook. My God, Auntie, this is alarming.
Wow.
This is alarming. And here we have actually a document that is actually backing up that social media really can, of course, affect, you know, our children's self-esteem and cause depression. I saw Mr. Oliver saying that the social media is a disease. And that's coming from out of our comment section. And boy, the use of, there's a rise in the use of smartphone. Yes. Wow. This is a very, very big topic, Auntie. A very, very, very big topic. Right? This is coming from childmind.org. So we want to just, you know, say that there's definitely studies that is showing a link between social media and students' pattern of behavior. Now, I am saying to the parents that if this is so, we have to set the boundaries for our kids. Remember,
boundaries.
That we have different...
That's the word.
Yes, we have boundaries. Because guess what? We have to use the social media in a positive way. There are apps that are present that parents can actually use to monitor what site their child goes on, how long their child actually spent on using a phone or a computer. So parents, you have to make the decision. It is your decision. What do you think a child should be able to make an Instagram or a Facebook account? This is very important because there are predators all around, you know? So it's a big topic, Auntie, and we could go on and on, right? We could go on and on.
We could go on and on. Because even just taking... I'm not hearing you, Auntie Trisha.
No, okay. I'm saying that this is also a very big topic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's also a big topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think both of us pause at the same time.
Mr. Oliver is saying, I do not allow my child to use social media. So, you know, it's going to boil down to the parent. Let me read this article.
It's
a 2017 study of over 500,000 eighth through 12th graders found that the number of exhibiting high levels of depressive symptoms increased by 33% between 2010 and 2015 in the same period. The suicide for girls in that age group increased by 65%, and that is coming from childmind.org. My. So the research is backing it all up, parents. We have to be vigilant. We can't take it for granted that the kids are being exposed to all good content. We have to be careful, and we have to remember that, of course, there are predators out there. So this has been tech-friendly. And it's a very interesting topic this morning. So we join you next week again for tech-friendly. So we are sliding right along now where we join Auntie Jody in Spotlight.
Hi, everyone. Yes, I love to laugh, right, guys? I love to laugh. I really do. All right, Tech Friendly. Thank you, Auntie Trisha, for Tech Friendly. All right, so right into the spotlight. So let me just pause for a moment and to say congratulations again to our winners last week, our three winners. That was so exciting. Oh my God, was mind blowing. Wow, that was really, really, really amazing. All right, so today in Spotlight, so we're still on the song. All right, so for those who don't know, so I wrote a song called My Soul Says Yes, and I released that I think in February. Yeah, in February, and I made it into a children's competition. All right, so last week Saturday, we had our finalists and our winners on the show, right? All right, so for today, I have two beautiful ladies. I hope that they're backstage, right? Two beautiful ladies. They actually, they send me their information, right? But unfortunately, they didn't get a chance to be in the competition. So I still want to bring them on. I want them to introduce themselves. And just introduce yourself. Tell me what your name, where you're from. What's your face? You're mute, so unmute. All right, so you're off camera now, so unmute. All right, perfect. Hi. Who's going to go first?
My name is Miss Anna Stewart.
My name is Miss Anna Stewart.
And you're from St. Anne's Bay.
Wow! I'm from St. Anne's Bay! I'm from St. Anne's Bay as well. Hi, we're like neighbors, all right? We're like neighbors. All right, so welcome to UME Radio. All right, so I want you to tell me, what do you like about the song? So the name of the song is My Soul Says Yes. I wrote the song. Tell me, what do you like about the song? Anyone of you can go.
It's very catchy, and it is very catchy, and it helps others to realize how good God is and how we as children of God will always say yes to Him, no matter how it seems hard, we still say yes. Our soul will still say yes.
Wow. I love that. That's so beautiful. So, both of you, do you want to sing for me today? My soul says yes. You want to sing for me today? I don't know if both of you want to sing together or you want to do it individual. What? Or are you comfortable? You want to sing together?
We'll sing it together.
Yeah. All right. All right. When you're ready, pick it up.
My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Oh, oh. Says yes, 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 my soul says yes, yes, yes,
yes,
oh, oh, oh,
oh,
my soul says yes,
yes,
yes, yes, my soul says yes,
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 yes.
Yes, my soul says yes to your will, to your way. My soul says yes to the land that was saved. My soul says yes to the Lamb that was slain. Oh, oh, oh.
Woo! I love it. I love the last part that you put in. I love it. I really, really. Is there a bigger word for us for saying I really love it? Yeah. So I really love how you do the transition at the end. I really do love it. I really do love it. All right. So tell me the school that you guys attend, both of you.
What school do you attend?
First step, kindergarten, and daycare.
And I attend the St. Hills as my sister and high school.
You go to St. Hilda's? You said St. Hilda's?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And what grade are you in?
7.
What grade are you in? You're in grade 7?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. My niece goes to St. Hilda's. Both of them. One is in grade 11 and one, I think she's going to kill me for this, and grade 9. Yeah. 11 and 9. All right. So thank you so much for joining me today. I am so happy that you came and you sung. I really do love it. So would you like to say a shout out to anyone? Thank you to anyone. Yes. Yes, you do. Yes. Say hi to mommy, to daddy, to somebody.
Huge shout out to my mother and my father for supporting us, for helping us to sing the song. And also to Auntie Pat. Yeah. Auntie Pat, big up yourself.
Wow. All right. So everyone, if you'd like to see the entries that they did, it is on Jodian JB Mafalin YouTube page. That's my page. On YouTube, you can go and you can view both of them singing My Soul Says Yes, right? You can comment, you can like, you can share, you can subscribe. You can do however you please. So thank you so much again. Thank you for joining me. All right. So Auntie Trisha, bye. All right. So until Auntie Trisha, yeah. Auntie Trisha?
Yes, where's Auntie Trisha?
Where is Auntie Trisha? Where?
I don't know. Auntie Trisha is gone. This is
Auntie Trisha is
Punchinella.
Gone. Hi, Punchinella. I'm Auntie Jody.
Nice meeting you, Auntie Jody.
Nice to meet you too, Punchinella. I can't believe I can't find Auntie Trisha, but all right. You're welcome to Punchinella. All right. All right. So yes, since Auntie Trisha is not here, I'm gonna give away Auntie Trisha's job to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, so Punchinella, what is next for us? Tell me.
Well,
can I give you Auntie Trisha's job?
Of course, you can definitely give me Auntie Trisha's job because there are some exciting news. And as you see, I'm representing Punchinella. And when Punchinella comes out, it's saying to all the kids, you can do all you wanna do. There is so many possibilities. There's no limit. The stars and the sky is not even the limit. If you can think it, you can achieve it. I'm Punchinella. And when I come around, we talk about things related to kids. So Auntie Jody, you want to talk about emancipatedminds.com. So Auntie Jody, let's go.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. Let's talk about it. All right, so Punchinella. All right, talk to me about Trisha Williams' emancipated mind and minds with a Z.
Right. So as you can see, emancipatedminds.com, it's coming soon. Emancipated seems like a big word, but it means a whole lot. It means positive change. Yeah. Emancipatedminds.com will be coming with educational activities for the kids. Oh my God! The kids will be learning and learning and learning. Oh yeah, and let me see right here. Emancipated Minds will be also helping the kids with their cultural explorations. Wow, it's gonna be amazing. Kids will be learning about the Bible, and we also have kids branding. Kids, what do you want?
Branding.
What do you want to do? EmancipatedMind.com is where you should be at. So parents, go ahead. Let's know what you want to see. We're coming soon.
I love Punchinella. I love her. Can I get a hug, Punchinella, please? Can I get a hug?
I'm going to hug my teddy, and you can imagine that I'm hugging you, Auntie Jody.
Yay! I love it. I love you, Punchinella.
Love you too. Mwah.
Mwah.
All right. So, Auntie Jody, we are moving right along, and we will be talking about learning is fun. Learning. DJ Kelly.
Learning is fun.
Oh, yeah. So while we're waiting for DJ Kelly to play that video about emotions.
Hi kids, welcome to Trisha's Kitty's Corner. Remember, like, subscribe, share, comment.
If you're surprised and you know it, say oh my, oh my. If you're sad and you know it, rub your eyes, boo hoo. If you're scared and you know it, shiver and shake. If you're sleepy and you know it, close your eyes. If you're angry and you know it, stamp your feet.
Feelings and emotions. Emotions are also called feelings. You know, like being happy or mad or scared. You feel them because of what you see, hear, remember, and do. So whether you're sad and blue or happy and excited, you can share your feelings with other people by talking about them. Thanks to kidshealth.org for that information. How do you feel? Happy. Sad. Angry. Anxious. Excited. Worried. I have an emotion. You have an emotion. We all have emotions, good emotions and bad emotions. Boys and girls, you must learn to manage your emotions. Tell your parents if you are feeling a bad emotion. Some bad emotions are sadness, anxiety, worry. Talk to an adult you can trust.
Wow.
I'm feeling so happy right now.
I'm sad.
Because you're sad, Auntie Jody? Don't be sad, Auntie Jody. Remember that you have life. And because you have life, you've got to be happy. Auntie Jody, we have a guest here today. Her name is Mrs. Shanice Laylor, right? She is a four-time author, transformational speaker, mental health advocate, suicide prevention coach, trauma recovery coach, and educator. Her absolute passion is to inspire people to live in purpose, to get unstuck from the overwhelm and from being overwhelmed and increase the quality of their lives. Let's welcome our guest.
Woo!
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Hi, Auntie Tricia. Hi, Auntie Jody.
Hi.
Thank you for having
Punchinello.
Me.
That's Punchinello.
That's what I realized. I'm sorry. Hi. Hi, Punchy. Punchy for short.
Yes.
Punchy for short. Hi, Punchy. Thank you for having me, guys. It is a pleasure. I really enjoy the program. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
our pleasure too. And we are so happy to have you here because we see that you're a lady wearing many hats and that you really love entire people. Now, Mrs. Layla, we are living in a time of the pandemic when kids are experiencing many, many emotions.
Yes.
One such emotion is anxiety. My question to you is, how can we help kids to understand the different emotions that they go through?
And you know, that is a very wonderful question because when it comes down to kids, we tend to overlook them because they can't express in as much vocabulary like we can. And sometimes when we think about it, we can't even express our own emotions sometimes as adults. And we don't know what to do with them. Many of them we sweep under the carpet, as it were. And can you imagine the kids who don't know, kids don't really know how to express. And so as adults, as parents, as guardians, aunts and uncles, we have to be able to recognize that they too are impacted by things. They too are impacted by change, by the pandemic, not being able to socialize, create new memories, because they feel stuck too. And unfortunately, a lot of times they can't say exactly what it is they're feeling. And we see it in the behavior. So sometimes the acting out, the shutting down, the being too, as we call, being too much, too extra. And so as parents, we can support by, first of all, getting educated ourselves, being aware of what these emotions are and knowing that they're not necessarily a bad thing because we're made with them, we were born with them, but they are God-given and they come with information. They come with, because a child acting out, even though we might see it as, oh, they're just bad kids, it's a reason. There's always a root cause. And as I say, when I do counseling, I always establish this, that don't forget that everything we do has a root cause, even in children. And so with parenting, we have to get educated ourselves, understand that each emotion is telling us something. It's really telling us something. Don't assume, ask questions, speak with them about their facial expression, their body language, things that they watch. Use cartoons, use videos, use books to explore the emotions or feelings in children.
Thank you. Don't be afraid to talk to them about it. Yes, I remember one time I heard that children should be seen and not heard.
Yes.
What do you have to say about that?
It depends on the context and the content, but not seen and not heard can be very deadly, literally deadly, because that's when you start having suicide rates in kids going up. And you'd wonder what children know about taking their own lives, but they do know because you see them, but you've never stopped to listen to them. And this kind of perception and perspective, it travels with the unseen child and the unheard child. And they become adults who are unseen, unheard, and you are teaching the child to stop asking, stop saying, stop expecting, and just be as how your parents would want you to be. And that is going to create a lot of baggage. Now, I understand the case where if the child is too noisy, go sit down until the adults are done talking and then you come back. But never, ever let it be a case where we don't want to hear from you. You're a child. You have nothing to say. What you say is not important. You don't have any feelings. You don't even understand what's going on. Because, guys, the same emotions, the same feelings that you and I deal with, they have to. They have it too.
That's true. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I have a question for you. What would you say to a child who is suffering from low self-esteem?
This parents don't feel too offended, but any child that's suffering from low self-esteem, take it from me. With all the many cases, there's nothing wrong with the child, but something is wrong with the guardian and the parenting. Not the child. It's the parenting and the guardian that you need to check out, because every child was born thinking they're okay, they're the best, everything is fine. But once self-consciousness comes into a child that early and self-esteem problems, check the surrounding. Check what is being said to them. Check what is being taught to them directly and indirectly, whether by friends, family. And if it's not picked up, if it's not understood, question your children, not because they seem okay. Question them. And when they start to get into this kind of emotion and oppression, there is a root cause. It's coming from somewhere. So go all the way back to what could this be? Question the child. Because something or somebody is teaching them something.
Okay. Wow. And the next question that came up, I think it's off. Somebody was asking, what would you say or advise a child? Let me see. All right. What is your advice for a child who feels depressed?
Yes, it's linked to this previous question. I think I kind of merged the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
If the child is depressed, it is coming from somewhere. Okay. No child gets up, and parents online, please listen to me. Please. There's no child that was born depressed. There's no child that was born with low self-esteem. Remember that the programming of a child comes from the home or what the society is teaching that child indirectly. So any kind of situation that this is bringing out these emotions and these mental health issues, it's either what the family has been through, what the child has gone through. It's a lesson that's being taught, whether directly or indirectly. Maybe there's a death, maybe there is a separation, something. So there is a root cause, and we must check in with children, especially when the family is going through different shiftings.
Wow, that's so much information. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mrs.
Thank you for having me.
We want to support you. Where can we find you on social media?
Facebook. What's the other one called? I'm not so
within Instagram.
Instagram, Twitter. It's all my name, Shanice Layla Bogle. So.
Who strengthens me. I really enjoy singing and dramatizing. When I sing, it makes me happy and it makes other people happy too. And it encourages me and lifts my praises to God. When I dramatize, I express myself and show my creativity. And some people express themselves in different ways that makes them happy, and they are comfortable doing it. So in this time, you can go where you want to go and do what you usually do. So you have to be your creative self and occupy yourself and do things that make you happy and stay in a positive mind and focus. When I sing, my friends have a cheerful spirit and they feel excited. Sometimes they laugh with me. And sometimes I make my family laugh too. Like mostly I make my grandpa laugh. Sometimes I would say, "Hi, Grandpa. I'm a Spanish girl today. Pantalones cortos." Jama now. I just want one little popsicle, but I don't have any money. I just want one little popsicle and I don't have any money. I said, "It's almost my birthday. It's almost my birthday. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just wanna tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything." Yeah. Jesus, I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Well, that's little Shamoya.
I enjoyed. I love her. I love her already.
We talk about minds. Yes. We're talking about possibilities. We're talking about expressing yourself through your gifts and your talents. It goes right back to kids branding right there. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
Her just talking about her talent and being willing to just freely share. You see, she shared her different expression and how she helps, you know, to stay happy. That's really awesome. Really, really awesome.
That's beautiful. Yes. And that just fits in as well as for the production that we'll be doing as well for the children, the voiceover production that I spoke about last week, right? So that would be, it'd be amazing for her as well, because our wonderful opportunities will be there. So, yes.
Yes, so we're moving on. We're definitely moving on. DJ Kelly, please take us into our next segment. We're going to have Not So Boring Bible.
Oh, 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 oh
All right, so that is it for the day. Thank you for joining us today. All right, thank you for joining us. I really love and enjoy everything today. So thank you, Auntie Trisha, for joining me as my co-host. I can't find you anywhere. Punchinella, please tell Auntie Trisha that we love her. Okay.
Definitely will. Bye, everyone. See you next time on You and Me Radio Kids Podcast. Bye.